Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about optimizing AI performance with MCP servers. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. So, what's the deal with these MCP servers? It sounds like they can be both a blessing and a curse.
Exactly. It's like having a massive toolbox, too many tools, and you spend more time searching than building. Our content creator, Rob, a seasoned coder, argues that overusing MCP servers can actually hinder your AI's effectiveness. They get bogged down in the options and context switching.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like information overload for your AI. So what's the sweet spot? Which MCP servers are actually worth it?
Rob recommends 8 essential MCP servers. He emphasizes that he doesn't use all of them for every project. It's about choosing the right tools for the job, keeping your AI lean and mean.
Smart. So, what are these top 8? I'm itching to hear more.
First up, for gathering real-world data, Apify. Think of it as an army of web scrapers, pulling information from anywhere on the internet, from stock prices to YouTube comments. Super useful for market research, competitor analysis, you name it.
Wow, that sounds powerful. But what about keeping the AI up to date? You mentioned something about outdated documentation being a problem.
Right. That's where Ref comes in. It provides accurate, up-to-date documentation for almost every framework and library, ensuring your AI isn't using outdated information. A bit pricey, but time-saving.
I see. Time is money, after all. What's next?
Number 6 is a real game-changer, Browser MCP. It lets your AI control your actual browser, clicking buttons, filling forms, even testing your app. It's like having an automated QA tester.
Whoa, that's crazy. So it's using your logged-in browser session? Doesn't that feel a little invasive?
It can be. Rob cautions to be careful. It's powerful stuff. But imagine the possibilities. Analyzing competitor tweets, automating repetitive tasks. The potential is huge.
Got it. Proceed.
Next, sequential thinking. This one helps your AI tackle complex tasks without clogging its memory. It outsources the heavy lifting to an external thread, keeping your AI focused and efficient. And it's free.
Free is always good. Any others?
Yes. He gives a shout out to Augment Code, an AI coding tool that comes pre-configured with several useful MCP servers and is super easy to integrate with others. Plus, it has a context engine, so it always knows what's happening in your project.
Sounds like a solid option, streamlining the whole process.
Absolutely. Now, here's a plot twist. Number 4 is the GitHub MCP server, which Rob recommends against. He points out that the GitHub CLI app is a better alternative, already integrated with most AIs.
Interesting. So, it's about using the right tools, not just more tools. Makes perfect sense.
Precisely. Now, for the moneymakers, Stripe MCP. This is crucial if you use Stripe for payments. It automates everything, from product creation to refund handling, even debugging payment issues. It's a godsend for non-finance folks like myself.
So it's like having a financial advisor built into your AI. I dig it.
Then we have Superbase MCP, for managing your app's database and user authentication. Again, it simplifies a complex backend, making it accessible even to non-technical users. Though, he does warn about Superbase's pricing.
Right. That's a consideration. What about the top spot?
Number 1 is Vercel's MCP server. It publishes your apps instantly, offering free hosting and production debugging. Rod swears by Vercel, and this MCP server integrates seamlessly with their platform.
So it simplifies deployment and troubleshooting. Pretty crucial for getting your app out there quickly.
Exactly. Finally, Rob mentions a bonus MCP server that could potentially change the whole game. It acts as a central hub, connecting your AI to countless other MCP servers on demand. Still in beta, but worth watching. And that's it. Rob's top 8, plus 1, MCP servers for boosting your AI coding game.
That was packed with useful information. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.